We are looking here at a blood vessel which has different types of cells, including these small particles here, which are the platelets. The main function of the platelets are to produce what is called a hemostatic plug, which is a plug which is formed in an area where there is bleeding. We show here, for example, how it happens if there is a cut in the vessel. The platelets emit these protrusions, become sticky, and begin clumping together towards the area where the blood is coming out. And that produces this structure here, which is called the hemostatic plug. If thromboxane A2 is generated in enough quantities, it will produce a constriction of the vessel. That discovery of thromboxane A2, which is made by the platelets as they are activated, explain for the first time why, if you take an aspirin, you bleed more, because the platelets don't clump so much, because they don't have thromboxane. So, many tissues in the body make prostaglandin E2, prostaglandin F2 alpha, but the platelets make from arachidonic acid thromboxane A2, which helps them to clump. You take an aspirin, you block your platelets, you bleed more. And that was an important discovery because it explained not only why you bleed more, but it explains an interesting fact that aspirin in 1954 had already been suggested that because of that effect could be used to protect people against cardiovascular disease. Because what you get when you get a heart attack is a very similar mechanism than the one I just explained to you for stopping bleeding. Your platelets start clumping on a damaged surface of the vessel until they clog up to a point in which they close the circulation.